Whenever he felt his temper rising, he slowly recited the alphabet in his head, and by the time he had reached the end, he had calmed down. This tells you what he was like, cool-headed, a man who ruled the empire fairly and wisely. He wasn't only a warrior, and he didn't only enjoy going to gladiator fights. He lived simply, and appreciated fine sculpture and fine poetry. And because the Romans were less gifted than the Greeks at such things, he had copies made of all the finest Greek statues and placed them in his palaces and gardens. The Roman poets of his time, and they are the most famous of all the Roman poets, also took the poems of the Greeks as their models. For even in those days, people thought that all the most beautiful things came from Greece. And for the same reason, it was considered a sign of distinction for a Roman to speak Greek, to read the ancient Greek poets, and to collect Greek works of art. This was lucky for us, for if they hadn't, we might never have heard about any of it.